Η Μίκα Εκμπέγκμπου. Η Μίκα Εκμπέγκμπου.
Hello and welcome back. We're back to the end of week six. I've got most of the usual suspects. Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
All right. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing well. Jays are back. Unlike Eric, who is off to go cheer them on for the next game, so we've pulled in our frequent backup. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to join. Pinch hitting for Eric. I feel like that's an apt metaphor for the circumstances.
Nice. There you go. I want to start, I think, by looking at where we're at, checking in. We don't have our playoff predictions because Eric wrote those down and I didn't have the presence of mind to do it. But Brandon, you've got some fun graphs for us.
Oh, did you just skip me in the intros, or was I disconnected when you?
Oh, you were disconnected the whole time, and we just assumed that you were sadly quiet. I asked you, and it just like you were just frozen solid, but in this like kind of sad looking face. It's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that bad.
No, man, it's great. I'm loving it. Loving the grind.
Yeah, speaking of the grind, I don't know what's the most fun part of this. Couple weeks, Brandon puts together a points for and points against and then ranks them against the records. And there are some clear imposters. I don't know who they could be, though.
Yeah, I started doing this last year and it was strictly just to pander to my own misery because I felt like I was in Eric's position last year where it just felt like I had a good team that was performing every week, but every other team was just performing a little bit better than me on a weekly basis. So it's just a rank from 1 to 16 of everyone's record, but also where they rank in points for and points against. So, you know, if you look at the top of it, you've got Justin, who's 5-1, who has had a pretty cushy schedule so far, only 529 points against. That's the lowest in the league. But he also has 680 points for, which is second in the league. Second only to Eric, who is, of course, 2-4. Eric has 705 points, so first in the league. But an astonishing 748 points against, which is the most in the league, and most in the league by about 40 points or so.
Yeah, there's 200 points between him at 16 and Justin at 1. That's
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, as Sherry Ayer would say, you got to play better defense.
I think up until week 5, Eric had like every player he played against score a touchdown or something absurd. Or was he just, yeah. Was that all hyperbole? Like,
I know it may have been true or close to it.
Yeah, gotta work on that defense. I don't know what's happened in that locker room, but someone's gotta sort him out.
Real Dallas Cowboys situation unfolding there.
I think it's interesting, though, that the points for 11, with the exception of 12, 11 through 16 are the bottom teams of the league. That
yeah,
seems right.
That is interesting, actually.
It's also interesting that of those 5 bottom teams, 3 of them are in the top 7 in points against. And I mean, top 7 isn't like the fewest points against. Like, Tino's had the 4th fewest against, Mike's had the 5th fewest against, and James had the 7th fewest against.
Yeah, I mean, all 3 of those teams have also put up like 50 to 60 point weeks, right? Like, that's just... It doesn't matter what, it shouldn't matter what the other person puts up. Like, you're going to lose that.
Mm-hmm. It's just tough to lose those snail races.
And that's before buys all of those losses, I think.
Yeah.
This week is spooky for buys, so I'm sure someone's going to have a bad week.
I think next week's even worse.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, buys.
I think my biggest takeaway from looking at it and comparing it, because I did it after the first 3 weeks after the divisional games, then did it again after week 6. My biggest takeaway is Dion, because Dion was 2-1 after the divisional games. He had the 4th fewest points against, but only the 12th most points for. And now he's won 3 in a row. He's 5-1.
And yeah, he's got the 5th most
points for. And he's made some big trades to get in that position, which is a little tease for later in the show.
My biggest takeaway is that Brendan is a gigantic fraud. It's good though. It's fun. No, it's great.
I mean, my one loss is to you, which is annoying, but yeah, you gotta get lucky to, you're better lucky than good.
That's all. That's all I have to say.
Kevin,
And
any
then,
thoughts?
Dion also has CD coming back.
I know. I was thinking about that
I
actually. That's a
didn't
little
even
bit
think about that.
scary. Yeah. And we have a matchup of Dion and Brendan this week. So a couple 5-1 teams going at it, which is
Yeah.
always fun.
Man, I was looking around trying to see who had Kittle. I was like, ooh, maybe it's someone that's a little desperate. Like maybe it's someone I can.
No.
Nope, it's Justin. God damn it.
Yeah, you know he's holding on onto him.
So
It's
Dion's
tough.
got CD coming back, but he also, I was just looking at his team. I was like, where is CD? He's pretty optimistic. He has CD in his lineup for this week already,
This
so.
is it's kind of crazy because I look at Dion's team and I'm like, who's scoring points? But
Rashad.
I guess.
I like that he still has Joe Mixon in his IR spot. That's ambitious.
And like I know Kyron's been like
Kyron's been fire.
okay. He's been
Goddard's been
okay.
fire. I've
Goddard
got
scored a
thoughts about
touchdown.
Kyron.
Goddard, yeah.
Fire away,
He's
Brandon.
I just think Kyron is constantly underrated in fantasy.
just because he
I
sucks.
that's just factually incorrect. Like I was a little skeptical of him last year, but he was terrific. Like he scores touchdowns, he's involved in the passing game, he's their only good back. Like everyone thought Blake Corum was going to take work from him last year. That never happened.
At this
He
point, I'm
just
just gonna pull the Dan Hansis and just say every year he's due to suck, and then at some point he will suck, and then I'll be proven right.
I
He
think
doesn't wear
that
like
there's like 1 or 2 weeks he's been in the top five scoring running backs, which I think where he's where he was drafted. So like I don't think he sucks. I just think he's like very aggressively medium.
He doesn't really cut the picture of a running back. Like he's only 5'9". Kyron Williams doesn't really strike fear into the opponent's hearts, but this year he's been a top 15 running back 4 times. He's been 15, 9, 3, and 11. And just looking at like year over year, like his first year as a full-time starter in LA, he finished as the RB6. He was the RB7 last year, and right now he's the RB8. Like he's underappreciated. I was happy that Dion got him out of my division for me, but I was surprised Kurt made that trade. I think Kyron's really solid.
Yeah. Speaking of Williams, what's on the line, Tony? What's going on with Javonte Williams and you?
Well, you should ask Justin that because he's the one that's going to lose this bet, obviously.
I asked him and he told me to ask you, and so he's not here, so one of you's gonna have to go.
The bet is Javonte Williams 10 touchdowns. I actually don't know if the line is 9.5 or 10.5 when I made the bet. I think it's 9.5 because I think Justin said he will get to double digits, and I said absolutely not. This was after week two. And the loser has to play one hole at Talking Rock the opposite way.
Oh.
And I watched Dion do it this summer, and it was actually pretty hilarious. He did well, actually. I think he made a natural seven playing left-handed, which is
Huh.
honestly impressive. It was a
He
par
did.
three, but like it wasn't a pickup and give me double par plus one. Like he shanked I think a tee shot into the water with his driver, and then re-teed, and then actually rolled it down there, and then chunked a couple chips, and then once you're on the green, you can putt
Yeah.
cross-handed and it's okay, right? So yeah, it was pretty funny.
We were
So the blueprint
trying.
is there for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Interesting. Wait, he drove off the par three?
Well, yeah, because it's like 180 yards and he's playing left-handed.
I guess so,
So
yeah.
he just bunted a driver down there and it actually worked.
Great. I can't wait for that to happen, regardless of who wins.
Honestly made me question my club choice because I was like I was like, man, actually, like just like bunting a driver is really easy to do, and there's like not a lot of trouble in front of the green. Like, is this smarter? Because this is like a pretty long and narrow hole. I'm just like,
Kind of sounds like you're mentally preparing yourself to lose the bet.
Yeah.
nah, he's Javante Williams
You gotta be
sucks.
have the better side of that. Like you have, do you play hockey right-handed?
No. I don't do
Okay.
anything right-handed. No ball and stick sports, right-handed.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would
I'll
propose an
manage.
amendment to the bet. I think you should have to do it at the Hitch Merrington next year.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally fine with that. I'd much
But
prefer that.
the group has to take every shot on that hole.
That's just like an instant loss.
Seems overly punitive.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, yeah, I'm happy to do it. I'd rather do it at the Hitch Merrington, to be honest. Because I like Talking Rock as a golf course, and I don't want to have to make an absolute mockery of it on one of the holes.
Hasn't stopped you before.
Oh.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Okay, we got a big list of trades. I kind of just want to go through them and talk through each one as they happened.
Do you have them in chronological order? Because I honestly couldn't keep track.
I
Okay,
do.
nice.
I had to go through and I scrolled for a while. So we're starting basically since week three, so since last time we talked. I think I got them all. So the first trade is Eric and James. Eric sends Bowers and Henry to James for Laporta, Chubb, McLaurin, and Hall.
Yeah, I remember at the time I thought this was a clear win for Eric. I don't know if that's true anymore given Bowers, but I still think it is in the long run. I mean, the
Well,
players he just listed off that James got, the only one that's relevant is Breece Hall.
yeah. I mean, is Henry just like where are we at with Derrick Henry for the rest of the season? Like,
I
I
don't
don't
know if we'll have an
know.
answer to that until they come back from their bye and if Lamar's healthy.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. I agree.
It hasn't looked pretty, though. It hasn't looked pretty.
I wouldn't be
No.
too worried about it. He's gonna get the work, and part of the reason Baltimore got him was because he's doesn't really slow down in November and December. So I get that he's looked older and that sort of thing, but I have a hard time seeing them turn to Justice Hill for like 30 touches a game. So I think it's still gonna
No.
be there.
He'll get the work. I think he's such a touchdown dependent guy if that offense is not as efficient as it has been in the past. That's where I would be worried because he doesn't catch passes and stuff. But I mean, he's still the best, probably the best player in that trade. So
Yeah.
I'd
Yeah,
let him
and
do it.
considering McLaurin's been hurt or is
Yeah,
hurt.
exactly.
Yeah, I think the concern with Henry is their defense can't make a stop. And even when they
Yeah.
come back, are they just going to be trailing in every game?
Yeah. And then
Fair.
obviously the Bowers situation is very bizarre
He
because
doesn't need Bowers. He's got AJ Barner.
I think he'd rather start Bowers. But the other thing is that offense stinks. So I'm not even confident when Bowers comes back. Like I don't have a lot of trust in what's happening there right now. I know Bowers is great and I thought he was gonna be great, but I also thought that offense as a whole would be better and it's kind of like a flaming pile of poop.
Seems like it's time to
So,
give up on Gino. Like, maybe not like this week, but like this has got to be like next season. You got to be trying something else.
who is the backup there?
Great
Whew.
question.
Because Aiden O'Connell's on IR.
It's not
Tell
our
me you play in
backup.
the NDFL.
Oh, Kenny Pickett.
Tell me you play in the NDFL without telling me you play in the NDFL.
Yeah, that was a
Fucking
wild. Wild bit of trivia there, Brandon. What the fuck?
Raiders.
Oh my God. If Aiden O'Connell IR updates ever start showing up in my Twitter feed, just take me out back. I've gone too far.
Okay,
Never
so
want that.
we feel like Eric's kind of ahead on that. Also, I should have mentioned that James traded Hall, so we'll get to that,
Okay,
but
that's
not on
good. That's a good
James's
note.
roster.
He traded
Yeah.
McLaurin too.
Yeah, he's been dealing.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I
So
wouldn't say
Laporta and
he's been
Chubb, the only
wheeling,
people.
but he's been dealing at least.
Okay, next trade. Shar and Dion. Shar gets, no, yeah, I think I have this backwards. Shar has Omarion Hampton, right? Or did he trade him
He
away?
received
Yeah.
Omarion Hampton.
Yeah, I put this one in backwards. So he received Omarion Hampton. He sent Bucky Irving and Keenan Allen to Dion. Keenan Allen no longer on Dion's roster, but he basically turned Bucky and Keenan Allen into Omarion Hampton.
It was a bit of an overpay for Marion at the time, but I appreciated the conviction. And I think it was actually looking pretty good until kind of like a strange, like friendly fire ankle injury or whatever it was. Like it was kind of a weird injury, but he had like several gigantic games and looked like he was going to be awesome. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
think this one's tough. Like, Char, 3-3 at this point. Omarion Hampton out for a large part of the season,
But like
the
Bucky's
remaining
also
season.
missed two games, right? So it's like,
Yeah,
he
and
has, and we'll get to it later, but Dion also did trade for Rashad White, so he's covered there. I think that
yeah.
kind of factors into it too. But yeah, I agree. I think it was a bit of a overpay at the time because Keenan had looked good, but then Hampton was really starting to come on. Now he's on IR, and it may not just be for 4 weeks either.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, this felt like such an
Looking.
obvious win for Shar before the injury, and then it's like, how do you do anything with that?
I'm looking forward to Curtis's declaration for not trading with Dion next year. I wonder if we'll get one of those. I don't know how many trades Dion's allowed to win before Kurt gets all upset.
Okay, well, speaking of winning trades, I think the next one is a little more clear. Kevin receives Caleb Williams and Ja'Marr Chase. Tino receives Neighbors and Pacheco. I mean, oops, Neighbors exploded. Pacheco sucks. I think this is just like a clear W.
I
Bullet
liked it for
dodged.
Kevin. I liked it for Kevin at the time. Obviously, with the injury, it's a clear win, but I don't know. What was your guys' thoughts like before Neighbors went down?
It was really interesting at the time because Burrow had also gone down too. So I think our opinion of Chase was a little bit lower. And I think Chase versus Neighbors at that time was a lot closer than it would have been preseason.
I think actually this is worth mentioning that Kevin made the same trade, the other trade at the exact same time, Kevin.
Yep, same night.
Yeah, so he also traded for Adunze and Ramondre for Kenny, sent Tyler Warren, and which Wilson is this? Garrett Wilson? So,
Yeah, that was also, I'm pretty sure the week after, or maybe a week and a half after watching that like Monday night or Sunday night Giants debacle with Russ and Neighbors, and I was like, I really don't want to do this again. And to your point about Burrow going down, I was like, yeah, I mean, see if I can trade like a distressed asset for a distressed asset sort of thing. And I did want to get more if I was moving Wilson. That I didn't really care about Fields as much, so I kind of wanted to get Caleb back. And so I think the next trade is the one that, like, I kind of liked it more for Kenny at the time, to be honest with you. But just with what I was trying to do, I was fine to kind of roll the dice on Tyler Warren cooling off like a little bit, but I really didn't want to trade Warren. He's so much fucking fun to watch.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's been great too.
I think he's our candidate for actually there is a Kelce this year. Also, I want to take a victory lap
No.
on preseason saying over under 3.5 games before Russ is gone. And both of you were like, oh no, way over, and exactly three. Bye-bye, fuckhead. So that's my
Totally
victory
fair. I
lap.
had no idea he was going to look that fucking horrendous with one of the best receivers, and I'm clearly wrong.
Coming off week two, where he threw for like 600 yards. Yeah.
How do you feel about Flacco for Chase? That's got to be
I mean, it's
positive,
better
right?
than Browning because, like, of the entire narrative around Browning, I've never had Chase before, so I can't say I've ever really watched much of Browning before. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, he did it before. He'll do it again. He looked terrible, like completely NFL inept. And, like, so I don't know. At least Flacco's going to sit there and sling it, but that offensive line sucks so bad.
He
I don't know.
looked like the first year that Burrow went down and Browning came in, he looked like Geno Smith on the Seahawks. And this year, he looks like Geno Smith on the Raiders.
I
Yeah,
I do think that's back to back like 20-point weeks for Chase, though, with Burrow being out. So overall, kind of betting on talent there, I guess.
Yeah, another team that has a terrible defense that's probably going to be chasing a lot in games, and he's going to get tons and tons of targets.
Yep, pretty much.
Will the Iron Pony be able to deliver on it? We'll find out.
The Odunze Williams stack is interesting too. Like, I think it almost won you the game this week and then lost you the game as they got a touchdown pulled back.
Well, the referees lost that game on that fucking, I don't know, phantom call. I don't know what the hell that was about, but yes, it should have won it.
Yeah, that's a fun stack to have, and they both had their buys too, which is, I don't know, I think that's like a sneaky nice thing to have, is getting like regular starters' buys out of the way early for you.
Drake London had his first, just to call back to your guys' call on Bobo, no one having buys yet.
Yeah.
You missed them, thank you.
Think things looking up for Kev?
I don't know about that. Honestly, I think you could cut and paste any of my comments from last year into this year. Just like, team's not bad enough for me to like be super worried, but I'm also like not having a good enough team to be complaining about bad luck. Just kind of there, hoping to win the coin toss against the bad teams.
Just believe, man. It's your year. Keep grinding.
Yeah, what happened? We came out of that first podcast like so high on your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's not points for being high on our team. And I got no running backs. And I got nothing. Even the guy trades I made, none of them were for really a running back. Do you guys see Ramondre had 13 carries for 18 yards this week? Yeah.
He stinks, dude.
That's
the
crazy.
The guy stinks. The
guy sucks.
Yeah, I know that. I knew that when I traded for him. I just knew he'd get like 12 carries a week. I just thought he would be more for than 18 yards.
Kev, you always have next year to draft a running back in the first three rounds.
No chance. I don't like the value.
Every year's a new year.
Okay.
Don't seems throw like... off the ChatGPT model.
Yeah. No, in hindsight, definitely the kind of like the Bears this year, the luxury pick for me that it should have just been a running back was Travis Hunter. He's done fucking nothing. Like, if he had done something, then I would have felt more confident to trade one of the other wide receivers. But yeah, that's what you get. And the Bears took Colston Loveland, and they should have taken Tyler Warren. Colston Loveland drafted before Tyler Warren.
Woof. So I think, like, Kenny comes out ahead of Kevin, but Kevin, you know, between his trade with Tino and being able to stack Odunze and Williams, like, I kind of, like, am happy calling the Kevin Kenny want to push. And then clearly Tino got the worst end of the deal, but, like, bad injury luck, oops.
Yeah, I don't love trading Warren away, but I think Waller will be fine for you. I think if you look at both trades together, you can make an argument that you came out on the short end of them. But I think both put together, I like your team more after both trades, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Here's the list I'm looking at, by the way, for reference. Okay, so the next trade, James goes and takes the Breece Hall trade that he made and trades him for Alvin Kamara.
Like, yeah, this one made no sense to me at the time, personally. But
I know Kamara's this just one like, is just yuck. Yeah. Like, Kamara sucks ass, doesn't he?
I mean, he's like fine. I just think that offense sucks, and at the time, I think it was like, ooh, he might get traded. Or maybe it was because he might get traded. Maybe that's why he liked it. And I think Breece was clearly establishing himself as like the guy for New York. But they're both kind of like, they're both kind of the same person on bad teams. So maybe yeah. It is just like a straight up push. I think it wasn't so much that I preferred one over the other. I was like, I just didn't get it. It just felt like you're like, I don't know what the end goal here is, trading Breece Hall for Alvin Kamara, other than like a strong conviction from James, I guess, that Kamara was way better. But to me, it's like you just like one rotten tomato for another.
Yeah. Do you know that gif of Doc Rivers? I'm just sending it to our chat where he's just like staring confused. That was my reaction to this trade.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And again, like, I was just, like, trying to process, like, I was like, am I missing something? Like,
I'm just, I would
Yeah.
love to know how this trade came to be. Like, what was that dialogue like? And I just can't imagine being the Camara owner and being like, I gotta get Breece Hall, or being the Breece Hall owner and be like, you know what, I gotta do
That's
this trade for
exactly my
Camara. Like,
point. And Eric was, I sorry, not Eric, James was 0-3 or 0-4 at the time. And so, like, I can't imagine sitting there like, oh, how do I turn my season around? It's like, I know how. I'm gonna go after Kamara. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll do some boots on the ground reporting. I'll talk to James. I'll see if I can get us an answer. But I think it must have been some kind of like, well, we think these players are basically equal, and hopefully Kamara gets traded and that's an edge. So why not? I don't know. Maybe a little bit of panic from both teams. Just got to do something. Okay. Next trade is Dion and Kurt. And then I think this trade happened within like 20 minutes of my trade with Dion. So I think we can do them one at a time. So Dion receives Kyren Williams from Kurt for Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift no longer on Kurt's roster.
Yeah, this was at the time I hated this for Curtis. Like, I hated it. Maybe it's a little bit better now.
No, I still hate it.
Diggs looks, yeah, I still hate it, but maybe it's like a
It
little
was
bit better.
the Diggs revenge game against the Bills in prime time. Other than that, he's been okay. He's been okay. And I don't know if he wanted to get a Drake May Stephon Diggs stack. Like, I can see that if you think Diggs is gonna continue to be the number one there, but I don't know. I got go ahead.
I think that like Dion sold high on Diggs. He just got a chance to sell high on Diggs, and like it really will depend on the rest of the season to see how this shakes out. Like I feel like Swift is kind of just a like add in, something to sweeten the pot here.
Do we need to actually make a rule that we're not allowed to trade with Curtis just for the integrity of the league, or
No, I
I'm
like
just
trading with
asking?
Curtis. It works so well.
Yeah, everyone likes trading with Curtis.
Think we should try not to make rules about not trading with people. That's
Oh,
my
okay.
brave take. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that Diggs is not going to continue to be. I mean, he already had a real stinky week at New Orleans. And Kyren, like we were talking about, is like just aggressively fine.
He's very solid. He's very solid. In 16 teams, he's like super, he's even more valuable, I feel like, in this kind of format. So, yeah, much as I talk shit about Kyren, but yeah.
Yeah, Swift did just have a really nice game on Monday.
He
So
did. He looked good.
maybe they figured some stuff out on the bye week, how they're going to get him more involved, but yeah, I'm a Kyren fan. I feel like Dion got the best player in the draft, but I think it's looked okay for Kurt. And if Diggs keeps getting involved and if Swift turns things around, then I could see it working out for Kurt.
Yeah, definitely the ceiling on Diggs is high with the May stack.
Kev, what do you think of DeAndre Swift?
I think he's just a guy. I think to your guys' point that them having a better run game is more of a coming out of the bye and changing up some stuff. I don't really expect it to continue though. Watched him run into the back of tackles and fullbacks for a year and a half now. It's always Ben Johnson. So, but kind of like Kyren, like there's no one else really there that they trust, so they're going to use him a lot. So, Jag.
I feel like DeAndre Swift. And you saw this with him, not maybe not on the Lions so much, but on the Eagles for sure. It's like when there's a lane there, nobody gets the yardage better than DeAndre Swift. Do you know what I mean? Like when there's open grass, it's like this guy looks amazing. But when there's nothing there, it's like 0 yards, -2 yards. Like he's week to week. Sometimes you can look at him and be like, this guy's amazing. And then other weeks you're like, this guy's in the NFL. How?
He doesn't break tackles and he's got terrible vision. But like if you yeah, if you, it's blocked well and he can just run really fast, then yeah, he looks really good.
Okay, the next trade is between myself and Dion. I sent Dion Rashad White and T. Higgins for Keenan Allen. Rashad White has been really good the 2 weeks since that. I still feel very good about this trade. Looking at Rashad White, like Bucky's going to have the job when he comes back. It sounds like he's coming back soon, although they've been kind of weird about it. And T. Higgins sucks. I'm happy to just not have to even consider playing him. And Keenan Allen is aggressively fine, and that's all I wanted. So I feel good about this trade. I think there's versions of it where it goes badly for me, but I feel great about it.
Yeah, Rashad White means a lot more to Dion than he does to anyone else, just because he has Bucky now too.
Yeah. I also think Rashad White sucks, so I agree with your assessment.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, I
Just
think
is
that,
so unimpressive when he plays
yeah.
football, so I just like I don't want guys like that. I don't need that. And T. Higgins, I agree. There's just no chance Browning or Flacco, like they can barely support Ja'Marr Chase, so it's good to get out of that situation.
Yeah, you're just praying for touchdowns with him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I turn to people that I either had on my bench or begrudgingly played into someone that I'm just happily going to slot into a receiver slot and not think about until his bye week. So we're good.
Does the Chargers form the last few weeks give you any more pause on or change your feelings on Keenan?
Yeah, definitely. I think that they certainly came out of the gates a lot hotter than they've looked the last couple weeks, but like I think he just gets targets. Like I think his target share has still been pretty reasonable. I think he had a pretty big drop last week that hurt himself. Yeah, but I mean he's still in the 60s or 70s of like snap percent. Like that's good. That's fine for me. I don't expect him to be a league winner and like kind of knew that going into it.
Yeah,
But
I'd
yeah.
expect him to be more consistent than Higgins for sure.
That's pretty much what I was looking for. Certainly, yeah, quieter in the last 3 weeks than the first three, but hopefully turn that around. Okay, the next trade, Kurt receives Kenneth Walker and Juwan Jennings from Tyler for Monongahela, DeAndre Swift, and Pittman. Pittman no longer on Tyler's roster. Monongahela not on Tyler's roster because he just straight up dropped him the next week. Tony's face of just pain.
Can you say that trade again? Because I think I. What?
Kurt receives Juwan Jennings and Kenneth Walker. Tyler
Okay.
receives, I don't remember his first name, Monongahela, DeAndre Swift, and Michael Pittman.
So Mnangagwa is irrelevant. So it's Swift and Pittman for Juwan Jennings and Ken Walker. That's
Well,
just so.
Monongahela should have been relevant because Tyler got DeAndre Swift out of it. So he, I mean, it
Oh,
probably would have
true.
behooved him to keep Monongahela just in case,
Yeah.
but.
I'm just surprised Tyler traded Ken Walker.
Me too. It's kind of his guy.
Yeah. I don't know. That trade is weird. I think Ken Walker is the best player in that trade. Although the way the Colts are playing, maybe it's Michael Pittman. And maybe Swift looks better too. So I don't know. I mean, Juwan Jennings is, I understand the idea at the time, but I think he's just been a complete non-factor for them,
Is
and he
he
will remain.
just super banged up?
The reporting
Yeah.
around it is super, super weird. I mean, he says he's banged up, and his agent says he's banged up, but like they've been in contract like negotiations all off season, and I think there's a little bit of weird bad blood between them, and
But
I
he's
don't know.
played this year already, right? Like that's.
Yeah, he has. That's why it's everything about it is very strange. He missed a lot of training camp trying to hold out slash injured.
I remember
And it was like, I don't think Shanahan likes that because he's always like traditionally very hard on receivers. Their offense is very demanding on receivers. And I think he was kind of like, you're not that good, dude. Like, you either show up or don't. And I think there's a little bit of bad blood there. They got some in some sort of like yelling match on the sidelines last game, and now he like might be traded. So I don't know. It's just a weird situation. I think he's a good player though, and he's probably is hurt, but like so is everyone. So
I mean, this guy, like the games that he's played, he's not played two games. He's been an average of above like a 70% snap percent. And
yeah,
it's
that's the
like
thing.
2 points, 17 points, 5 points, 1 point. Like, this is not someone I want to put in my lineup until something
Yeah,
settles down.
100%. And like when Pearsall went down and Kittle was down, it was like, oh, it made sense for it to be Jennings. And then it turned out it was Kendrick Bourne. And I think he's upset that it was Kendrick Bourne. But also, Bourne's been freaking awesome for them. So
Yeah.
yeah, like, sorry, dude.
I'm waiting for something to come out like, oh, actually the 49ers don't believe in water and only drink diet soda or
Dude, tell
something.
me
Like,
about
just
this.
like the traders there are like all feeding them something. I don't know. It's got to be something.
Please get to the bottom of it for the love of God. Do you guys see the Fred Warner injury?
No,
Yeah.
unfortunately. Yeah, I don't like
Yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Foot was pointing in the wrong direction.
Ooh, no, I don't
Not
want
good.
that. No, thank you. Okay, anyway,
Devastating.
very puzzling trade, but I feel like Tyler comes
I think
out kind
Tyler
of on
comes
pot
out
on top.
on top a little bit. Yeah.
After everything we just said about Swift, I'd probably rather have him of anyone in this trade, just based on
Yeah.
opportunity.
I don't know what the deal is with Kenneth Walker. Because
Charbonnet's fine. He's
they're
good.
just splitting carries with Charbonnet, yeah.
Charb
And
is just like the
Charbonnet
vulture
stinks.
supreme. He
I
doesn't
don't know.
stink.
I think Charbonnet's solid.
He's not been good this year. Like if you look statistically, I just like I don't maybe because Ken Walker has that history of injury they're really trying to. I mean they're winning games, right? I just like I kind of get it, I guess, because he's very boomer bust when he runs, and I could see like some coaches like getting a little upset that he keeps trying to bounce stuff and lose yards, and so they just put on old lead foot Charbonnet in there to grind out 3 yards.
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh,
that's
Fred
exactly what
Charbonnet.
it is. His yards per carry is like half of Walker's. But it
Yeah.
seems like every time I see like an oh, it's like, third and goal and Charbonnet runs in for a 1 yard touchdown, or like, oh, it's third and
Yeah.
one and he punches it through the line. Like I hate having that running back where you just get all of your touchdowns vultured by someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are playing Charbonnet more than Walker right now, like for just like the snap percentage. Like last week Charbonnet was 60%. I think Walker was 35.
Yeah,
I
but
feel
what were
like so
their
maybe they just
carries
trust him
are
more in pass
yeah.
protection, or maybe it's because he doesn't like to bounce stuff out wide and lose 5 yards. Crazy. They're actually both the same age. They're both 24.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
What happened with the Colts last week, Brandon? Like Pittman got like no targets and before that, I would have said he's the most 10-point, 10-point scorer to ever score 10 points.
It was kind of weird because there's a ceiling on their offense every week because they're going to want to run the ball as much as they can, and there's a lot of receivers there. Like when Pierce is healthy, they're going to use him for probably 4 or 5 targets a game. Warren's been getting a lot of work, but Josh
Yeah.
Downs was a guy that wasn't getting any targets, and then last
And
week
then,
Josh
yeah.
Downs had his best game of the season, and Pittman was just a casualty of that, and I think that's going to continue. Like it'll be.
Downs is out now, right?
Downs is, yeah, he's in concussion protocol, so he's questionable this week, it looks like. But I think Pittman's their best overall receiver, but it just kind of feels almost like a game flow thing, which guy is gonna have the big game. And I think it's gonna be, I mean, when A.D. Mitchell's out of the penalty box, he might come back and get some work too. But just between all five of those guys on a run first offense, it just, I think all those receivers are gonna kind of have a ceiling on them.
That's fair. Well, we've talked so much about Pittman. Tyler goes and trades him for Terry McLaurin, like in the same week.
Kind of like it. I kind of like it for Tyler. I think we just talked about Pittman, how he might get lost in this offense. He's a good player, but that's just not a pass-first offense. And I know McLaurin's hurt, but you're kind of swinging. You're kind of swinging, right? The upside for McLaurin's way higher, so I kind of like
Yeah.
it.
Yeah,
That's
I
really what
agree.
this feels like. You're trading like a stable able for like just a complete swing. Yeah.
Kind of feels like the wide receiver version of the Hall for Kamara trade, in my opinion.
Really? I don't think they're the same player though.
I think you could make the same argument about the like for the Hall one that he has a higher upside than Kamara, and there's all
Okay.
the rumors about him getting traded. So there's a little bit of a
Yeah.
gamble on where he might end up. Like I don't feel strongly about either of these guys, I guess is my
Yeah,
thought. Like I
true.
don't
That's true.
feel one way or another that I don't know that I would just trade them across for one another.
That's
Yeah.
fair.
I would take the gamble on McLaurin. I think if McLaurin comes back healthy, I think he's clearly the best receiver in Washington.
Yeah.
I think too. I
But
think I'm inclined to just take the swing. Like looking at his roster, like he can absorb the couple weeks that McLaurin's out.
Yeah, I haven't really heard a lot on when he may or may not be coming back. They don't have a bye till week 12, so it's not like he's waiting for the bye to get healthy. Like, you'd hope it for his sake it's soon, but there's another guy that held out in, or held in, I guess, if you want to call it that, in training camp and is now hurt. And I feel like every
Yep.
year I hear that
It
and just like, yeah,
happens.
that's not actually a thing, is it? And then every year it happens.
Yeah. I think McLaurin will probably play this week, but you can't start him, and then hopefully it's up from there. I've only been following it because of Baker, but yeah, it seems like he's on the right path.
Okay, this is a side comment because I was looking at the league and Kayshon Boutte was just at the top of the waiver wire pickups. So, Amy was asking if it was worth trying to put a bid on Kayshon Boutte yesterday for the Wives League waivers, and I was like, probably not, to be honest. And I think she's like, oh, I think people are going to bid like a lot for him. And he actually did get multiple bids. And then I just looked and I'm like, in our league, he went for zero. So, I mean, if he's going for zero in the SSFL, I mean, you did put a $14 bid on him, Brendan. So maybe that's not.
I put like three $14 bids of like I want one of these three people, and
Yeah.
he was the bottom one. So I didn't actually expect to spend that, but like I don't know.
I just like, it's just funny seeing like the players that go for a lot there, and then they're just like guys that cycle through rosters here. And I feel like if you're cycling through rosters in the SSFL, then in like a 10 team league, you're just irrelevant. But anyway,
And
I
there's
mean,
guys like Ollie Gordon that just keep getting churned through. Like he's now in his
yeah, I
thirties.
know.
Who or
I love those
Tonges,
guys.
I think, was like on a rap or track to be like the most ad drop player in SSFL history. Love
That's
that.
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man. Gert
Okay,
was
next.
busy picking up guys like that. Like Ollie Gordon, that's his third time he's been owned by somebody, and Evan Ingram too, the third time someone has owned him already in
Tino
one
picked
like
up like half
session.
his roster off waivers this week.
That's a classic Tino move though. Just ask
It
anyone in the
is.
NDFL, like everyone at the end of the year will have like 30 moves, 35 moves. Tino will be like in the 80s.
I wonder where I can find that number. I'm curious what ours is like now.
You can. It's somewhere. I've seen it in our league.
I'll be looking that up for next pod and see what Kyle in North Korea Weirs is up to. Okay, next trade is Brandon receiving Hurts, sending Emeka Ekpegbu to Kenny. Talk us through this, Brandon, because I love this trade for the record.
This was an interesting negotiation. Shout out to Dion for the assist. Kenny wasn't answering my text, so I said to Dion, like, did I offend Kenny? Like, did I say something to hurt his feelings? Like, he's just leaving me on red here. He's got two quarterbacks, one burning a hole on his bench. I think I can help him. The Browning Jones experiment was thoroughly underwhelming. I think Daniel Jones is fine, but I just felt like that was the biggest hole on my team, and Kenny was kind of a natural trade partner given he had Hurts and Herbert. I'll open the kimono a little bit on this. When we were discussing it, the two guys I offered to him were Dobbins and Igbuka. And we were both kind of like, I'm not sure. I said to him, like, I don't know which guy I'd rather trade. And Kenny's like, I don't know which guy I would rather trade for. For me, it came down to maybe a bit of a sell high on Igbuka. Like, I think he'll still be good rest of the way. I don't know if he'll be as good as he's been. But for me, with Dobbins, I just want that running back depth the rest of the way. So I had to give something to get something, but I really needed a quarterback. And that's how that one came together.
Are you worried about Dobbins at all? I own RJ Harvey and hate it and would love to drop him. And every time I hear people talk about it, it's like, oh, I wouldn't drop him yet. I wouldn't drop him yet. Like, am I missing something? Is Dobbins' job not as secure as it seems?
Harvey looks good every time I watch him. I just think Dobbins is maybe he's a better between the tackles back, and he's just playing well. Like he's performing for
Yeah.
them, and they're winning games. So I don't think they're going to go away from that. They might keep easing Harvey in, and he might cut into his work a little bit more. But even when Harvey's on the field, he's not carrying the ball too much. He's catching the ball a lot, but the most of the carries go through Dobbins. So that might change later in the season, but.
Yeah.
Dobbins is a vet, and he's playing well. So they're just going to take their time with Harvey as a rookie. I think Peyton loves to have a guy back there who's reliable.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this trade. I think that regardless of how Igbuka does, like Hurts, and I think quarterbacks, like the top tier quarterbacks are just like so valuable this year with like the, it feels like them and like a couple running backs are the only people capable of scoring 20 points a week consistently.
It does
And
feel like scoring's been a little bit muted. I don't know if that's just like, I don't know, it's just been weird.
yeah, I mean,
Not as many
my,
like giant performances, I guess.
I've been meaning to go back and look at this, but it's like blown my mind week to week how like consistently the top five quarterbacks are outscoring the top five running backs. And like
So, and someone
the
would be like, you didn't get Rico Dowdled last week.
gap. Yeah, that's fair. And that happens, but like how many weeks is Dowdle gonna do that this week, this year?
At least two.
Yeah, that's
He's
fair.
like fifth in the league in rushing yards, eh?
He had 34 touches. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Rico Dowdle?
Revenge game.
Yeah. Okay, we got a couple more trades. Do either of you have a feeling about who won the Brandon Kenny trade?
No, it might be one of those classic, like both people found a need and improved their roster scenario. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think Brandon won. I would have traded Herbert if I was Kenny, but probably don't get someone back like Igbukbu.
He wanted to trade me Herbert. That was one of the tough negotiations, I suppose, was I said I wouldn't do it for Herbert.
Instead, he wanted the guy who once threw for 0 yards in the second half of an NFL football game.
That's a fun fact.
When did that happen?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really? Where was I?
Okay, next trade. We're now into week six. Justin and Mike. Justin, I actually don't know which way this works because I screwed this up. Did Justin get Calvin Ridley or send him? Gets
He got Ridley.
Justin gets Ridley from Mike for Carter.
Hell yeah, what a win from Mike. My man out there wheeling and dealing. Absolutely ripping off Kevin. Or whoever it was, Justin, sorry.
Michael Carter is just such an aggressively mid running back. I watched that guy a
is.
lot. Like, I watched that guy a lot when he was on the Jets, and he just like he does a lot of things okay, but nothing good.
Yeah, no, he's terrible.
This is such a random trade for me. Like, I think it's clearly just like a position, or it feels like just like a positional swap. You know, one of them needs a running back, one of them needs a receiver.
The Cardinals are such a weird team to me. Like, I can't get behind them. I just never feel inspired when I watch them. I don't know if you guys saw Jonathan Gannon's press conference today. Someone asked him a question, like, it was like, what moment of adversity did you face that kind of brought the team together? And Jonathan Gannon just like, 2007, when our quarterback went to jail. And didn't follow it up with anything, took no more questions, and ended his press conference.
Amazing stuff. Amazing.
And that guy's a leader of men.
But the important thing is that I won the shotgun bet, so.
Yeah, because Calvin Ridley got hurt. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's unfortunate.
To be fair, the way the Titans are going right now, not entirely sure it mattered. It's a
Probably
bad football team.
real bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible in every way. Like
Okay.
worse than I imagined.
It's tough. It's real tough. We got one more trade, and it's Brandon again with Shar. Njoku and Addison, sending Njoku and Addison for Andrews and Smith.
Oh yeah, I kind of miss this one a little
This was
bit.
like kind of a weird time, or like,
Yeah. Is this a Sunday, one of the Sunday morning ones or something like
it was like 10 minutes before kickoff last Thursday.
Yeah. That's why I was like, whoa, what's happening? I like it for you, Brendan. Yeah,
Me
trading
too.
with Char's always fun because he's just a fun guy to negotiate with. And I don't mean that like it's fun to like try and pull one over on him. Like I think Char really knows what he's doing when he's trading. But it's just like everything's on the table. Like it's fun to chat
Yes,
through
yeah, it's
trades with
true.
him.
And he's usually, if he's one of those guys where if it's like a 50-50, like, oh, should I or should I not? He almost always is just like, ah, fuck it, let's do it. Because he's
Yeah.
like just down for anything and it's fun. Yeah.
It's
It's
exactly what
interesting.
happened.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Well,
It's
I did say
interesting
to
when
him
he
too.
makes
I
a
said,
trade and then immediately like changes the guy's name to my boy. You feel like he must have got a little extra value there.
Well, I knew there was a little bit to gain there, being that Addison is a Viking. But I did say to him, like, the reason I want to do this trade is because I want a receiver for this week, and Addison's on bye. And he said, well, I don't really want to trade Debo, and I don't really want to trade, I can't remember those others. Oh, DK. But would you do it for Devontae? I said, I would do it for Devontae, but like, if we're gonna do this, they kick off in like 10 minutes. So if we're gonna do it, we gotta do it right now. And yeah, it just kind of came together that way. He also needed a tight end. So that's how Njoku got involved in there. And then I said, well, we should probably do it two for two to make it line up. He said, okay, just take Mark Andrews then.
I was wondering if you like valued Mark Andrews as anything other than a like, and maybe he'll be good later.
I think it's an interesting hold to see how the Ravens come out of their bye, and if he gets traded, the trade rumors around him just do not go away. So we'll see. He could easily be on waivers by this time next week.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I like this. I think this is just like a reasonable trade for both people. I don't feel strongly either way about it.
Devontae
I'd
can
rate
be
it.
very volatile, but I think the stack is nice to have. And Addison, I think Addison's a really good player, but he can be kind of a frustrating watch too. Like I had him last year in NDFL, and so many times he'd have like 4 for 40 in the fourth quarter, and like, what is this guy's deal? And then he'll catch like a 30-yard touchdown. You'd be like, oh, actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think Njoku's job is in peril, and that's not just because I have his counterpart, but yeah, I don't know. Seems interesting. So those are all our trades. Before we go, oh,
Sorry, I wasn't sure if that was it. That was well done so far, SSFL. I'm excited. So many trades.
12 trades
It's
since week
fantastic.
three. That's been great.
Yeah. What's going on? Why so many people just using the app more, or like a lot of these trades feel like they're coming out of nowhere. People just firing off offers in the app, and people are accepting them, or they're like everyone's in communication all the time, except for with me, or what's going on?
Well, I signed a document to prevent me talking to you. I feel like it's injuries, or like it feels more uncertain. I don't know. It just feels like there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of like weird stuff happening. A lot of big injuries have been, causing a lot of changes with, like look at the Bengals, right? There are multiple people on that team that if, Joe Burrow was healthy through the season and balling out, probably you couldn't touch. And I think that makes it interesting, at least.
And I think there's also like a bit of like a trade momentum that happens. You see a couple of trades and everyone gets like, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna try. And then one thing after the other. Anyway, it's good. I love it. Just
Yeah, by my count, only four teams haven't made a trade so far.
wow, that's
That's a
actually
really
good.
good stat.
Yeah.
Just I could be missing somebody, but
Kyle.
Mike Harsh, yeah, Kim Jong Weirs.
No. No, Mike's made a trade. He made that Calvin Ridley trade.
Okay, so it's right, you're right. So I think it's just Harsh, Kyle, and you and Tony.
Yeah,
I think everyone else, and you're always a threat to make a trade at any time. So, yeah. Could this be the year everyone makes a trade? Probably not.
probably
Let's make it
not.
happen. Who do I need to trade with? Oh, Kyle. Yeah, no, it's not gonna happen. But
We don't know if
Maybe I'll
Kurt
make.
signed his own document. That's the big question. Every time I've asked him, he's avoided the answer. So we'll find out.
I did send an offer Kurt's way, and then he declined it. Didn't even counter. So,
Boo.
lame. Thought it was fair, but what are you gonna do? I guess we'll skip toothpicking Kevin this week.
Oh yeah, let's bring the tooth, let's polish the toothpicks up for now, next time, but like
We have the same record.
now I'm excited. I'm excited for our week 9 or 10 toothpicking.
Oh man, I'm excited. I get Mike O'Toole without Josh Allen and the dreaded Khalil Shakir stack. So,
Well, I mean, if you're, need Mike to be on buys to take the W's, I guess you're in a tough spot. So, good
I'll
luck.
take a W any way I can get it at this point.
Last thing, Kevin, you asked for the is this the Wade Park points for and against?
Oh yeah, we don't need to go too in depth on that. I just am basically in the position that Eric is in
Oh boy,
WPO.
are you ever? Fourth in
Which
points for.
feels even like it kind of a sh I don't know if it's a shittier feeling, but being in a dynasty, it's annoying too, 'cause like I need to like sell, but I also like could also go win four games in a row, so we'll see.
Yeah, there's some real tomato cans in that league.
Yeah, and like Brandon played one this week. What did they score? 52 points? I'm not kidding. Like,
Yeah, no,
whoever.
I believe it.
Justin's team's not a tomato can.
Well, didn't they score 52 points? Oh, come on.
I think Justin
Yeah.
actually had a week like that in SFL. But yeah, Scott's team is fucking dog shit.
Oh, sorry, 51.92. I think, yeah.
Whoa.
And they're ahead of me in the fucking standings. Anyways, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, thanks for doing whatever you did to Justin's team. Only thing that stops a bad Murray is a good Murray with a good team with a Murray. I don't know.
A slightly better Murray, because yeah, both of us had a pretty ugly week and I just got lucky.
Correct.
We have
Anthony, you held onto Rashee Rice all year and you put him on the block? Or is that you fiending? He's like itching your forearm.
was a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I'm just seeing what the vibes are. I have no one to trade, man. And then I
You
now have a
just don't
player who I
want
can
to
trade.
trade them.
I know. That's the problem.
How many people, you don't have to name names, how many people have come sniffing at CMC?
No one.
Wow.
I know. I
Wow.
mean, it's available. Everyone's available.
You really
Please.
are embargoed this year, hey? Lines
Yeah,
of
it's
past
crazy.
contact have been cut off.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the radio's not even working.
No Starlink.
I will say the contract was very funny, and at the time I was just like too stunlocked by how funny it was to really think about it. But like, and you know what? A 1 year embargo is fine, but like, will not be encouraging this kind of thing going forward.
I don't know if anyone is actually like seriously considering it. I'll be honest, I haven't gone out fishing as aggressively as I have in the past, and partly because I just don't think my team construction allows me to. Because I have
One seat
like,
positions are hard to trade.
yeah, and like, I'm like, none of my kind of depth flyers hit. So I didn't have anyone to trade, and I was waiting on Rashee Rice. So, and he was taking up a bench spot. So like, it was just a really awkward position for me to be in. And then, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll just wait it out and see what happens. I would have liked to have been more like 3-3 when he came back, but here we are.
Yeah, well, holding the bench spot for you. You got to make room to hold guys like Caleb Johnson and Malik Washington.
You just wait, Caleb Johnson. Second half
Travion
breakout.
gets the Titans at least this week.
Man, he has been an anchor on my squad, like an absolute anchor. It's been devastating. Because honestly, Mahomes has been unbelievable.
And CMC's been fantastic. So, yeah.
Titans might get the dead cat bounce this week.
Yeah, they might, but they're so bad. They're
the
so
odds?
bad. I
Firing
think
your coach the week before the Mike Vrabel revenge game is not a good decision.
I feel like that's just gonna like fuel Mike Vrabel even more for some reason. I think he's like
Yeah.
fueled by hate.
Rhamondre Stevenson, 35 carries.
Yeah, for 40 yards.
Yeah, and two lost fumbles.
Stopping the shots. Shit.
But
Titans
if
are
you are
plus
interested in Rashee
270.
Rice, you know, he is available. He's on the block. So, just saying. Or not. Are you going to let me have that Rashee Rice Patrick Mahomes stack? That seems dangerous for the rest of the league.
Well, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you can trade for me. With me. Come on, Kev.
Don't like running backs. I don't want any.
I'll give you Io Manor. Io Manor?
Aisle manure.
That's the guy, yeah.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. There's a couple of interesting matchups this week. I was just like looking at a couple of 2-4 matchups, Kevin and Eric. This could be one of these season that's a toothpick off. That's what
Is
I
that
would call
the
it.
wounded animal game?
Yeah. And the other one is Mike and I, 2-4 versus 2-4. But I'm quite confident in that result. And
Kyle
then we
versus
have,
Tino.
yeah, Kyle versus
That
Tino.
feels like a classic. Kyle has a down week, like he's starting Spencer Rattler right now.
But then Kyle's going to win like 77 to 72 or
Yeah, I was
something.
going to say this is exactly the
Correct.
kind of game where
Correct.
Kyle
Yeah.
suddenly like scores 146 points.
Or that, yeah. I mean, he's got Jonathan Taylor, so literally anything is possible in a given week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tino's in a tough
He's in
spot.
a very tough spot. Very tough spot.
Tough spot. Like, it's fucking grim. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, me too. And Kyle seems not terrible either. Like,
Nope.
at Adams without Puka should be good. Olave's been pretty solid. He's still got AJ Brown. And Kelsey's been good. Like,
I mean,
he's
Kyler's been
not.
solid. I don't know if he's, I
Yeah.
thought he was sick or something.
Yeah, so
A foot.
it is looking grim. And then obviously there's a couple of 1-5s who could be in big trouble here.
Where is the like the give up hope line? Like, 1-5 is clearly a bad stop or spot, but you could like sort of kind of imagine yourself clawing back.
To me, it's 1-6. I think once you get to
Yeah.
6 losses, you're in, it's just really tough.
I had that happen last year. I was 1-6, and then I actually went on a really, really good run the rest of the way. And I felt like ton of things broke my way, and I got to the 8 seed, and I kind of felt like that was the ceiling. Like you just leave yourself no margin for error when you have 6 losses that early.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's fair.
because it's we play 14 regular season games. Yeah, and usually the wild card seeds are 8 wins, I feel like, the last 2 years. I don't have we had a 7-7 team get in? I don't think so. So I feel like you got to get to 8-6 to have a
Yeah,
chance.
usually like X and 7 has been the magic number of like not
Yeah.
enough.
Yeah. So still hope, but yeah, like you said, Brandon, you just don't leave yourself any room for error.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I do like what Kenny's got put together for a team right now. So if one of those teams at 1-5 was gonna make that happen, I could see it being Kenny, but he's also got Justin this week off
Yeah,
a
that's tough.
Well,
off a
and
real tough down week too. So, if
Luka
he
and
bounces
Wilson
back.
were hurt too.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, true, true. So yeah, he's got BTJ and Matthew Golden in there. Yeah.
Oh, Kenny. Yikes.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Best team in SFL history, part two.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you again for coming in, Brandon.
Pleasure
We'll be
as always.
back
Thanks for having me.
soon-ish with some toothpicks. And yeah, we'll see you then.
See you later.